God joined himself to the human race in Jesus Christ, right? We got that so far? And I'm going somewhere with this, and I don't want to knock your socks off when I get there, so I'm going slow. Hallelujah. And so God joined himself to the human race in Jesus Christ, and he was the firstborn. And Jesus came to make a highway for the habitation of God in his family. And I want to ask you personally, have you personally in your human life, have you allowed your heart to become a Bethlehem where Jesus could be birthed in you? Hallelujah. You know, John calls it being born again. I think probably everyone here has had that experience. Hallelujah. A personal Bethlehem in my life where my heart becomes the place where Christ is birthed. Christ is born. And you can't enter into the kingdom of heaven without being born of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And you have it by simply asking for it. And, you know, we all want to be tuned in. We all want to be dialed in to God's network. How does that happen? How do I get dialed into God's network? And you know how to get on the heavenly router? I wrote down the password right here. You need the password to get on the heavenly router, and it's quite long. This is what the password is. Jesus, forgive me of my sins and come into my life. That's the password that'll get you on the router of heaven. And then the Lord hooks us up to the Wi-Fi of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost begins to radiate life in our lives. Hallelujah. And I get plugged into this heavenly network, I try to use the internet and these earthly terms to help us realize how we can buy into this network that God has for us. He wants us to be born again. And what's it like to be born of the Spirit? If you've never had it happen, it's like a light bulb goes on and light's shining in places that you never got to see before. And it's pretty exciting. It's like having a veil ripped off your face and suddenly you can see things. It's like having a sixth sense. Amen. And the first thing that happened to me was I found myself desiring to know the things of God. Hallelujah. And started me searching, started me reading, started me praying. Hallelujah. Made a change in me. Praise God. So now I want to take it a step farther. Christ is birthed in us. When Jesus came, it was God incarnate. Now, Jesus birthed in us. Hallelujah. How far reaching is this? Is this Jesus Christ incarnate in the adopted sons and daughters of the Most High God? Hallelujah. When we're changed within a twinkling of an eye, I think I'm telling you accurate stuff. Amen. Pastor Sunil got up and talked about the fullness of Christ. Amen. Until the fullness of Christ has come. Amen. And possesses us. And I'm running these things by us because we've been hearing things like Romans 8:29, where God said it's been predetermined that we would be conformed into the image of a son. It's been predestined that we'd be born into the image of his son. Hallelujah. Not born into the image, but created in the image of his son. Hallelujah. And when we're born of the Spirit of God, we begin to get dialed into the kingdom. And we begin to get dialed into the characteristics of God. And the characteristics in the kingdom when we're birthed in God is that seed begins to grow until Christ is formed in each one of us. Galatians, Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's the mystery that's been hid from the ages. But I've never heard anyone say that it's Christ incarnate and the adopted sons and daughters of the Most High God. Hallelujah. And what are we going to look like? after the twinkling of the eye takes place, after Christ's return, we're going to be like our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. And I don't want to overwhelm everyone. But, you know, being born of the Spirit of God, we've been joined to the tribe of Jesus Christ. And, you know, the firstborn from the dead. And we are members of the blood-bought church of the redeemed. It gives us access to the secret place. It gives us access to communion with God. Really, a real living, thriving communion with God where we absorb His character, His grace, His life into us. He leads us. He guides us. It's where the mind of Christ is formed in me. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew. Till the mind of Christ is formed in me, and you show me what I should do. Praise God. That's a homemade verse, by the way. I have several homemade verses. Praise God. But I'll leave the singer up to the singers. Amen. But is this where we're headed? The embodiment of Christ? It's already begun. We've already been born of a spirit. And I quote the verse for me about the fullness. The one you read this morning. He's a walking Bible. Oh, sorry. I hate it when I'm put on the spot. Maybe Clayton can remember it. Yeah. Never mind. Well, look it up and you can read it to us when you get that far. But it's about the fullness of Christ coming. You got it? No? Right. And that's where we're headed, to the full measure of the fullness of God. Hallelujah. And I was a little nervous to use the word incarnate. Amen. Because it was God wrapped in flesh. Jesus came and it was Emmanuel, God being with us. But I believe it's accurate to say that the adopted sons and daughters of God, the finished product is the fullness of Christ, the incarnate Christ dwelling within us. Not that we become gods, you know. Oh, look, there's little Donna Almighty. Or, you know, it's not going to work that way. And there's little Bruce Almighty. No, but we're going to be filled with the fullness of Christ. Not that we rule Christ, but Christ will rule us. Hallelujah. And that's what happens when Christ is born. We're born again. A new order begins to rise within our hearts, within our lives. A new king comes to reign in our hearts. And suddenly we begin to be governed by an inner life instead of an outer law. Hallelujah. Like the Old Testament. Oh, Jesus. I hope I'm clear, Lord, today. I can't give light, but you can. Lord, I pray you would. Lord, and by doing that, you know, when we're born of the Spirit, it brings us into a place where we have access to the secret place that Jesus was talking about on the inside. Amen. And that's how we get connected to the heavenly network. Born of a new race of people. That's who we are when we were born again. And God is making a family after His own kind. He is. And we've been filled with the Holy Spirit. Know ye not your body's the temple of the Holy Ghost? Amen. Isn't? The incarnate Jesus birthed in us. Birthed in us because we had a private Bethlehem in our lives where the Christ is birthed. And we follow him. Come follow me. Hallelujah. I lost my train of thought. But we're connected to the heavenly network now that we've been born of the Spirit of God. And we're born of a new race of people that are his moral and spiritual reproduction in the universe. Hallelujah. And so that's who we're going to be. And I hope that helps us to realize we are not the tail, we're the head. God has high and lofty places for us to inhabit. Yeah, we're going to be part of the government of heaven. We're going to rule and reign with Christ over the universe. Hallelujah. And this is a peek behind the curtain. And God gives us a little bit of light to recognize who we are. And, I got to get stopped. Whatever revelation you can have, it's going to come from the Holy Ghost, not from the pastor. So I want to stop here, but I want to encourage you. If you got anxiety and stress this morning, we can cast our cares on him. Hallelujah. We can get hooked into the heavenly network. Amen. And where God can send peace as a centurion to guard our hearts until the answers that we're looking for come along. Oh, God, how we need you, Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, we all want to experience you. We want to experience the fullness of Christ. And Lord, we don't even know what that cost is or whether it's going to, the price would be. But we do pray that you would come and that you would help us all to get connected to the heavenly network where we are held under your sway, where we hear your still small voice, where we get connected to the will of God and the things of God. And Lord, lift us out of our anxieties and our stresses and our worries, and give us wings like eagles to rise up, hallelujah, into heavenly places where we see you filling our vision. And we'll give you all the glory. Lord, help us to all enter into the secret place, the place where giants begin to shrink, the place where the things that torment us are evaporated in the presence of God, and you lift us up. And Lord, we'll give you all the glory and honor and praises. And I pray these things wouldn't just be a sermon, but I pray they would become experiences in people's lives, experiences that would make them shout from the rooftops that my God lives. Hallelujah. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.